important within the sugya of Bishul. We left over two inyanim, the inyan of Tatal Gavar and the idea of Nitzuk. Again, the sugya of Tatal Gavar, we have a Gemara of Psachim at that fine hand bay, that fine vav. But first, if it's Cham to Echam, the Gemara says Lekulam is also. If it says Toich Tzoinin, Lekulam is Mutter. If it's Cham to Toich Tzoinin, or Tzoinin to Echam, we have Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Yelo Gavar, Shmuel says to talk over. Even though you might say love to talk, the more goes on further, it says, at make a lot of porto. That means due to its weight or to its heat, anyway, it always can be blaya a porto. What comes out, Rashi says, even though usually the locha rab and Shmuel, locha kirab, but here, since we have two brises like Shmuel, we're going to pass like Shmuel and say the idea is to talk over. Now, why is to talk over? Well, among the Rishonim are three different mahalakim. We'll just stick to one simple mahalak. The idea that hot air rises, heat rises, and therefore since it rises, the bam thing will affect the top thing. Mash aching, the bam thing is cold, it won't affect it. Because the heat rises. Mash aching, the bam thing is hot, will affect the thing on top. Now there are other mahalchim, we'll get to more barichas, this is like Aleph Sev Dalet, nafkamina based upon the reasons, and the much more halachas over here, we'll try to stick to our sugya, what it says over here, and then get to the concept of to talk over. On the to talk over, after Mechab brings down this halacha, coming to Ramon, it makes four different statements over here. Number one, he says the halacha only applies to the case of a klirishon, not a klisheni. Now, he does not speak out what the halacha is lechatchila, or maybe only b'diavad, but the halacha is in Simon Tanachas, even the more grease the Mechab and Zippes, lechatchila will mach me klisheni, only b'diavad will rak answer. The second halacha that Ramon brings down, the sugya of ze etel ze, has a dear to talk over. Now this is the kimda what we're discussing over here is a little bit hard. Because if it's an inclination, both pieces over here, then it should be awesome inside the inclination. If it's an inclination, both pieces over here, it should be mutter. So how in the world do you have this kimda over here that we're discussing zaytel zeh, that we're giving the club to talk over? So one simple way of saying it over, the way the Yad Huda brought down the Badei Shulchan, is then when one piece is in the inclination, the second piece that's touching it is on the table, not in the inclination. And basically, they have a pile over here with no walls to it. They're touching side by side. Therefore, the cold piece over here, that's side next to it, whether it's Isser or Heter, is in a regular table over here. The reason why it's not affected by the Kli over here is why it's not inside the Kli. It's not in the Kli Rishon. Mashenki, the first piece, still isn't the Kli Rishon. That's the Kimto. The third issue that Ramon discusses the idea of Kalim by Tatar Gavar. And the fourth thing he discusses the sugya of Nitzuk. Nitzuk also seems to have the concept of Tatar Gavar. Those are first the four ideas we're moving down. To explain each one. First idea of Zeitzel Zeh, side by side. So come along, the Ramon says, the loch is mamish the same thing as the talk over. Just like by the talk, the loch is the bottom thing affects the top thing. Here's the same thing, but since they're side by side, there's no bottom thing over here. Therefore, both of them will need a case of klipa, and the nothing will ask them something cool. The simple, again, understanding, the idea of how the ear rises, and affects the thing at top, there's no top and no bottom. Therefore, they do not affect each other. Therefore, the loch is when one is hot and one is cold, they will not affect each other. The loch is only klipa. Why? At the club, when they make a loch by the portal, that means if it's cham b'cham, so then cham less the vada case of bishul, then vada case of kuloi. But in the case of cham b'tzainin or tzainin b'cham, side by side, the loch is klipa. They bring down the yam shloimo. We're going to point out that Shlomo says you learn from the sugya of melicha. It's right, you have to get to the sugya of melicha. The loch is not the way. He wants to tie down the thing that is cham is true as klipo. But the thing that's tzainin will be a case of kuloi, the case of shishim over here. Therefore, it comes out on the page, you read it slowly, after the shach brings him down, and then the taz also brings him down, it says, if we semich upon it against the yam shlomo behefsim rubo. So on the page, we have three different sheets over here. Had a paskin, negeh by izaitzel zeh. We have the amor, and the shach goes that way. The loch is klipo. Why there is no bottom, no top, therefore it's klipo. Bichodesh or Choshulchan, they went this way, the Ayudo. At Tzedah Sheni, we have the Yamsha Shloimo, said the case over here by Tzainin or Bishishim, the Shlol Mice went this way. At Tzedah Shlishi, the Kamal of the Taz, and he said, we're machmo for the Yamsha Shloimo, unless the case of Hefsimuba, Minchazakov, the Chavastas, the Chachmazodim, they went this way. I mean, again, the Sugim of Zaytel Zah, three different Shitas, either Klipo, Ramah, Shach, either Hefsimuba, the Taz, or the case of Shishim by the case of Tzainin. The next came to the Ramah, the case of Tov, Gavah negated the sugya of Kalim. Now, Kamal Lamar and says, just like by food, we pass on like Rav over here, like beside like Shmuel, the talk of the thing on bottom will affect the thing on top, if the bottom thing is hot, mashing it's cold, it won't affect it. The gate to food will be the same exact thing. Therefore, the Mar speaks out a case and come out. So the talk of will be a case of a kula. Therefore, let's say you had a standard case, hot food, one inside a cold kli. The kli itself is cold. Kamal Lamar and says, since we have the sugya of the talk of our, the bottom thing is cold, will not affect it. Therefore, the law is you would not need anything except at the makel or boiler porto. Therefore, the kli over here, we need a case of a kli over here. That's it. That's how the law goes over here. Now, coming to the achrayim, the being on the taz, the yamshu shleimim, I'm sorry. And he also, again, disagrees over here. He wants to tell that since the kli does not have a tevet ablis inside, food might not make that ablis. I'm sorry, kelim does not make that ablis inside. Therefore, the food inside will be pilot more quicker. The bleeds inside the kli, we pilot more, go inside the kli over here, and therefore ask the case of shishim. So you have machlokes, you say the sugya of the tog of a lukula by the case of a kli. The mola maisa says yes, yeah, and the taz the maisa bring up yom shishlam that says not this way. Aloch maisa, come on, everyone goes like Ramo. Over here, everyone seems to agree. The words of Minchas Yaakov, when he brings down the shachet, it brings down the yom shishlam. His words are list of kol dvar mishas to poiskim ushoinu v'achreinim, and therefore over here we do say the case of tog of by the case of kelim lukula. Bichodesh, the Pirmigodim, Chacham Sodom, Chavaz Das, Maisa, all the Pesach can go this way. But you have to realize, what is the Akimta over here in the Ramah? The Ramah, again, the case is very simple. You have a Kli on bottom. That's cold. Again, the Shach over here, the Ramah is saying to Togavar, the Kli is only a Klipo. Yom Shlom is saying, no, the case over here, Kli is a, be a case of Kula over here. Or vice versa. Sorry? His words are, will get explained later on in the Simin, that the Kli is not the Tevet HaBlis inside of it. So be affected differently than food. I mean, in Gemara's case, the talk of is only by food.
We'll explain. It's hot and cold.
What?
It's both. And also, it's not
right. Either way, cold. Either way, it works really differently. We'll get to later on. I'll explain it more by Richas. I think by the sugya of Licha. It works differently. Don't explain it. The words are just they're not the same. The teva is not that belief inside. Does not explain more than that. Don't hear it. If it's on the upper machmer. Now. The question over here is how to apply this halacha again. I'm asking it to talk about lechumra by kelim. Would you say lechumra? Biadavar. Let's say you have a case over here of a kli that's cold, but it's on top of your chazer. Chazer boiling hot on the table, the rishon, and you put a kli on top of it. Put a kli on top of it. Would you say very simple talk over? And then all agree. He says talk over by kelim and ask the kli kuloi. Come on, kiveger. It says, you learn Simon Sadek Dalet. Over there, it's brought down a very important concept that when you have a pot of food that's boiling hot, kli rishon, and you take your spoon and stick it inside your pot, the spoon is a treif spoon, inside your pot, how much of the bleis you have to worry about the spoon? The first can say, whatever is inside the pot, whatever is outside the pot, you does not count. I have a concept of Totogavar. So you see, in the gate to Kalim, even to go into to ask the kli over here, to be l'chumra, we will not say it that way. That means a togavar, the Ramah saying it, will say l'chulo. But to say l'chumra, the other way around, to go inside the kli, the ma'aseh would not say it. Now the question is why that someone had to extrapolate from the kiveger, the kimto. What's his yisoid over here? Is he saying over here the yisoid does not affect the kli that much? Or is he saying no, because the food's on bottom?
It doesn't affect the kli at all.
Food on bottom, nafkamina would be, nafkamina would be, let's say it's a cold piece of food on top of a hot kli. When you ask, and the kli is heter, what is Mekiveg is saying over here? Is he saying to affect the kli will not affect it that much?
Okay,
or is he saying no, because the food over here is on bottom?
And therefore
it's working differently, what we're going to talk about. For example, let's say you have a kli on bottom that's hot, but it's heter, and you have Isra on top.
What's
that's
hot?
Cold. The hot, the bomb's hot. The talk about it. Bomb's hot. With the kli. And
why
tether. So you want to say that the idea of kiveger is the idea of affecting not top and bottom. The idea is affecting a kli.
Why would you, what's the
sort of fine. It could be this therefore, the Rosh Hashulchan brings down. This kiveger goes either way. Affecting a kli over here, when the kli's on top and kli on bottom, the idea is it cannot affect kelim over here. It can affect kelim.
The case of the
Ramah
is one case.
The case of the Ramah is. No, it could be. Whether the case is affecting food.
Meaning, is your kli affecting cold food?
Right.
That's only
The Ister Kli could affect in cold food. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the other way. Or, what? It's a cool way of saying whether Ister on top or Hetz on top. That means the Ramah says the Hebech, the Ramah, either way. The Hebech means whether Ister or Hetz, whatever it is. But the idea of it is affecting food versus affecting Kalim.
So what's the second case of the Ramah?
Ister versus Hetz, switching the cases around.
Meaning what?
The, you have a case where the Kli is, again, be cold. And the Meichel is Cham, right? That's a case in the Shulchan. Now, what is Cham? What is Kar? Again, the Kli is Kar. That's a case in the Ramah.
Okay.
So, there, where is the Isser? Is the Isser in the Kli? The Isser is in the Heter.
Well, the
Isser is
in the food. Don't care.
No, still ask the Kli. Only be Kli.
But it will ask the
Kli. It'll always ask Kli, right? That means the case, it's one case with two Akims, where the Isser is, where the Heter is in the Ramah. The Ramah has two cases. It says Lahepach. But then again, if Kivek is saying your side over here, the way that Hashukah brings it down, is affecting the Kli, will not affect it, L'chumra, only L'kulo. That means I'm not saying a Kulo over here, not saying a Chumra over here, affecting the Kli. Again, we read about the Shulchan, he's not saying away. He took him Kivek is only in one Akimto. And the idea is when the food's at bottom, does not work that way. Mashengi, the food's on top, he seems to say, no, look, and that's the Kli totally. So we need an argument how far to extend of Kivek.
That is
you always need a Klipo. And to make love of the port, you always need a Klipo. Klipo. The question is Klipo or Kuloi? Mashallah argues on the concept. Yeah, but the question we that when you use it next time, shishim versus what?
Uh-huh.
So again, so we have a case that I'm not saying talk about by Kim Lakula. Question, do you say the chumra to asa kli over here and how to extend the father of Kivek over here? This one comes out. We might say we had already by the sugya of Bishul, we had six Yamshul Shloimas. All six are l'chumra. Six marshals, all six l'chumra. This is speak them out. We had the case of Iroi, of a Klevishin, came on the Yom Shushlam by Issev Hetter, said the Gedas Kuloi. We had a second case of Klisheni. He said the Allah again is the Sugis Kuloi. A third case is Klevishin that's not Yatzlas, but comes to the Shalmi, Nichle Gedav Archokal. The fourth Yom Shushlam by Dovah Gush, to be marked by the Gedav Klevishin. That's not yet, that's the Shaila, fine. Okay, but I said not Yatzlas, but I didn't say the what? Fine. Okay, what do I do with what I said? That means back to regular halacha. Can you see? Then there's a. I don't know what you want from me. The fourth case is Avgosh. The fifth case is Zeh, Itzel Zeh by the Tzayin and the Shishim. And the sixth case by Kalim and Nodin to Tal Gavar. Let me give you six Yamshu Shlomi, my shows over here. And six of them, the mice, are Luchumra. People don't like Yamshu Shlomi being Luchumra. Kidu and Esavatar. We'll get to one Kula by Sli. Still Hadith Bechayshech. But otherwise, but Ike is coming to be machmed by the six cases over here. The last thing I want to end off the sugya of Nitzuk. Now, to understand, they say the Nitzuk, you have to understand the Makar, where they're coming from to apply it practically. The word of Nitzuk means pouring. Nitzuk is a chibur, it's a connection. Makar is the Mishnah, Makshir, and Parakei, Mishnah, a sugya by Tumah v'Tahara. The Mishnah of the discuss when you pour from either, Mishnah says a case of Cham Techam. Or the case may tzaynin to tzaynin, or case may cham le tzaynin. The loch is as the Mishnah tohar. Masha enkein when tzaynin le cham, meaning to togava basically. The loch is be tome. That means the bottom thing is, will affect the top thing, or vice versa. As the sugi of tomo. Come on, Shimon, he disagrees. He says also may cham to cham, the same loch when the case is tzaynin to cham. It's like the togavar, cham to cham also to togavar, and therefore it's tome. Ad kam the Mishnah. Come on, Rishaynim. And then one or do we extend it to Issevehet or not? Is Issevehet the same as Suga of Tumav Tahara? Come on with Chubat Adesh and Chubat the Chalik Beitin says, the din of Tumav Tahara is a din in Negiyah, touching one to another. Nothing to do with the scene this time. What Shaykh is one to do with another? Nothing to do with our Suga, therefore has nothing to do with the idea of Issevehet. Sa'a Sheni, come on with the Mordechai. And once we're a fact, they said, no, let's be Choshish. It's transferring one for another, it's connection, it's a Chiba over here. And once it's a Chiba, the idea of the scene this time over here. Machlokes, do we extend Issa v'Heter from the case of Tumah v'Tahara? Come on, Ramah, and we come with this Mordechai, and says, therefore, l'chatchila, a person should not pour kosher shuman atop his ner, that's dolok, that's lik, that's chelov, that's shreif, and will connect one to another. However, b'di'evet, ein lochot. Don't do it. Why? Let's be choshish, the Mishnah Machshirim. B'di'evet, yesh l'chal, between the case of Issa v'Heter and Tumah v'Tahara. That's first Peshan Ramah. Why is it b'di'evet ein lochot? True, we have a Mishnah Machshirim, that's sugya Tumah v'Tahara, that's sugya negia, nothing to do with us. So that's first the Makor Shavoy question, do we extend it over here? Locha v'chosh l'chadchila and not but the case of B'di'evet. Not to apply this l'chadchila, what does that mean? We had four cases in the Mishnah. The case of tzaynim b'tzaynim, the case of cham b'tzaynim, the case of cham b'cham, and tzaynim b'cham. So first, tzaynim b'cham, that's poshut. That's the tall gavar. That avad is not chil b'machm, the case of nitzuk over here. What about tzaynim inside tzaynim? We more machm and tumma v'taro? It's come along the place, and says, let's read the words of the Taz. Taz says the idea over here is nitzuk. It's pouring. Pouring connects one to another. Even cold inside cold, let's be machmer. He himself ends up the place says not the way. He wants to disagree and say no. Avada, Mishnah, the Makari coming from is not that way. The Maish, the place can be either says they argue with the Taz, so that's not Pshan the Taz. Come on, the Pim God and says no. When the Taz says Nitzok, he means like the shaft is no difference. Nitzok just means it's been connected to the Hevel through the heat. Not Zaya, Zaya steam a separate sugar through the Hevel Shemai. And the Taz and Shach are saying the same aside. One's usually the terminology of Nitzok. One's usually a terminology of Hevel, the Chibur, but means the same concept connecting one to another through the case of Hevel over here. Hainu hach, Taz and Shach saying the same as Soid. Therefore, the Loch is Soidin inside Soidin. There's no Chibur, no connection. Avada will not ask the thing on top over here. Now, we're discussing asking the thing on top. What are we discussing over here? I mean, again, we're taking a point, one thing from the top to the bottom. We have the kosher thing on top, coming to ask the what? The liquid that's left behind. You want to pour from a kettle? What is the liquid left behind? Is the thing on bottom that's Chelev? Candleless tray, the shemen left behind in the case of tray. That's the chashvir. What is the liquid left behind? So the gate to tzaynim and tzaynim vada is no problem. Chamutay tzaynim, the bomb thing is cold. Again, pash to the mishnah vada is be mutter, same thing like tzaynim tzaynim. Cham betay cham, what's the loch of it? Hot inside hot. We're machmen when it's cold inside hot. What about hot inside hot? The svarti makel is why we have, number one, we have machliks, the mishnah in the machshirin. The tanakamo verse of shemen. So my sweet pass like the tanakamo. That's Aleph. Why they want to tie into the side? Why he more make? Why should cham be cham be more make than the case of tzaynim cham? Because cham, when it goes into another cham, they're both hot. They affect each other less. It's naturally heated by itself. So it does not have any affected by the thing that's hot and bottom. Mashengin tzaynim that cham, the cham is obviously affecting the tzaynim. So the svarveh to mechalek, the cham and the cham will have a less of a affection by the thing on bottom. Well, I'm inside the thing over here on bottom is.
They love each other, huh?
They don't, they're less affected. So, yeah. Why? Because they're naturally had over here. So, Mai said, they've come on the base hill, that's brought down by the crazy, Chacham Zon, or Chashochon, Cham, but Cham, the Mai said, Makel. Tzal Hashem, he came on the people, and said, Sorry, what should that be? We know by the Sugif to talk of our, forget, Cham, the Cham is even worse over here. The higher dag over here. And therefore, the Yad Yudah wants to be Machmer. So it comes out, Be'ikr again, Alochas, Nitzik, when to apply it, the question number one, when? Be'ikr, the person can say, only Tzoynim Tercham, that's the only case. Again, those one will say, even the case of Cham Tercham. A second question over here, how to apply it? The case of Shulchan Aruch is a Sugi of Isser Heter, living out from the Sugi of Tumah V'Tayro. The case over here is when you have Kosher Shemen, putting inside a case of Chelev Treif. What about Heter Beheter? You want to pour from your kettle, parva inside your kli that has fleshiks inside, basri, chalavi inside, does your liquid now turn into kesetz fleshiks? Heter v'heter, is there a chalutin heter v'heter? Nalak isser v'heter, you can do lachat chilo or not. Poshu shalavir. So simple understanding is, what should be any different? The Badai Shulchan, as brought up by the Orchor Shabbos, and others in Orchor Shabbos, that get to what's brought up by Orchor Shabbos, the one taina, the sugi is the same thing. Just like you want to say that the liquid left inside the top kli is osir, the liquid left inside the top kli will also be a case of bosir, if you put it on top of something that's bosir. Atzad HaSheni, L'chadchila, but you have another way. Atzad HaSheni, the Pashas Eliyahu and Nachos Pesach, Tosfos Nachos, not the way, the Kavachayim, Sivan Tzadakei is not the way, and therefore the Esav Shlom Zalman and Menashe Klein, and Gil Sefer, and others, the time, no, Yesh L'chalak Harbei, what's the Sfar to Mechalak, what's the Sfar? By now everyone knows, the sugya of example, not by not, by negeti surim, could be a thousand knots. The loch is always affects one to another. That means you have issik inside a pot. The pot's clean, you put it in your spaghetti, it becomes ulcer. Take spaghetti, put it inside another pot, it cooks inside, there's bleeds inside the pot, then cooks inside potatoes, it becomes ulcer. It's not by not, by not, by not. Negetu, not by not, dietero, what's aloho? You have a bleed of meat that goes inside your pot. Goes from your pot into the spaghetti, you have cacci on top of it, your spaghetti afterwards, go eat cacci and spaghetti, come to everybody, no problem. Not panatitei is a tam kolosh. Very shvach, we don't ask things. So you want to extend this ramah, which is lachatchilo, by the case of isser v'heter, the case of heter v'heter? The mice over here, the idea of not panat, we see by heter, is a kolosh. So it's very shvach over here. It's not worse than the case of cholosh over here. The idea of nitzik itself is a chum, we're not sure where it's coming from. Lav dafka have any taste coming over here. We're machmer. But the most of machmer is what is a tam kolosh over here. A tam kolosh, but not benat teteru, not worried about. Should not be worse in the case of not benat teteru. What? So we're machmer l'chila not to maybe go do it, but once it's done, again, I said if you already had the kachis of tavis spaghetti, the shulchan aruch go eat it. What? But yes, we don't say that way. We have a loch with nachman, not benat teteru. It is kolosh. We're machmer, right? We're machmer that way.
Why isn't that just a nap? Why is it
not? Yeah, the question over here is you want time. Those want to say it's nichol get of one knock because it's a chibur over here. But the svar shabai is, the pashtu is, even though this, the mouth is coming through, is only a tam kolosh over here.
Also, you have the sheep that's tam
lechanach. We'll get to put the two together step by step. That's a separate question with el chamacham. Even in cases where it's cold inside cham, there's no heter, heter, heter. A second heter out there, machlokes are
poiskim.
No, not by heter beheter. No. A third case, how far extended? Discussing over here, we're pouring from a liquid inside a liquid on bottom, or chel on bottom, or istan on bottom. What about you're pouring and you left behind just the kli? There's no liquid left inside the kli. Are we going to come along and say, or vice versa, want to pour from the kli that has liquid left inside the kli? There's nothing inside. No more moshes there. We're talking about pouring into a kli that's empty. Are we also going to say the liquid left behind is Isser? Are we machmi even in the case of a kli? Come on, the Baal Shulchan says it's a chibur. What's the difference? The Maizik come to answer it. Again, come on, Gil Sefi calls the Baal Shulchan says, what do you mean? Over here to go take out the bleach inside the kli? That's the Tam Kolosh over here. And who said the Tam Kolosh to even ask the kli over here? Take a step further, fourth case over here. If you have a case of pouring from the kli on top, inside an empty kli, that's also heter. It's a kli and heter, a double reason over here. Kamal Bada Shulchan says to be machmer. Kamal Mutzachim say, we get to be machmer. Take your fifth case. You're pouring from a top kli to a bottom kli, that's a kli sheni over here. That's heter, inside a kli that's empty. Kamal Bada Shulchan says, still to be machmer. The whole thing over here is a case of chibur. That means Kamal Bada Shulchan has the ekir four chumras over here, which is not send the page. We want to tie it to take this far apart it. Nitzer is a chibur and exacts one to another. So therefore goes number one by heter, number two inside a case of a kli, number three inside a kli that's even a kli of heter, and number four even inside a kli sheni.
When you have an empty hot kli, the bottom has to be hot, right?
Boiling hot, you had boiling hot, you took it off with iser, and then you, or even heter is fleshix, and you pour it out. You have a boiling hot flesh kli now.
I mean, the bottom has to be boiling hot.
Yeah. And not only that, even will have Mikli Sheni, says about the Shulchan. Even that to be Machmer.
Shulchan was Machmer everywhere or Mikla everywhere?
Machmer every single
always.
Case.
He
has coolness.
In the case of Heter, though, by Kli, you said Marshall has coolness.
No, by Kli, he was the one Machmer. Gil Sefer argued with him. Gil Sefer, Pasha the El Rabbin, and Hilchos Pesach is against him. Gil Sefer is the one who says it. He calls him and argues with him and come out every case over here. So what's the game? Who wants to negate the whole sugya of Nitzok over here? Just take one case where everyone's discussing it. It's negated to the sugya on Shabbos.
Cholent.
Very good. Person has cholent either on a blech over here that is bubbling and sizzling out. There's no water left inside your cholent. Or you're in a crack pot and, you know, also the same idea over here. And you want to add in more water. So when you add in more water over here, crack pot. So even though... When you add in more water over here, how to add in more water? You take from your kettle, or a question, take from your cup, you add inside. The question is this kettle over here now fleishix? Is your cup over here now fleishix? The water left behind over here, okay, it's fleishix. Now, to add in water from your kettle inside your chulent over here, the question really, we discussed already with Shabbos, there are 10 different shilas that come up. 10 different shilas. Just to mention the problems and not to go through them, just to stick to our sugya of Nitzok, to point out that people who do it after a little time on Shabbos, like I said, the 10 different issues. Number one, the issue inside the sugya of Nitzok, that you made the kettle fleishiks over here, your cup fleishiks. That's one sugya we'll get to. The second sugya, it's inside the sugya of also fleishiks, al zeya. The steam rises. There's not a sugya. Well, another by making a fleishiks over here. A third problem is, can you add from the kettle itself? Because when you have it on the Shabbos urn, or the Shabbos mode, it only goes to 170, 180 Fahrenheit. Does not get the bubbling. when you put it inside your cholent, La Paiskim say, yo, even it's the rice of Bishol Acha Bishol. Now, if you put it before Shabbos at the bubbling mode, not a problem. But if you did not do that, they point out, yo, even the Isser, the rice of Bishol Acha Bishol, who did numus who showing them. A fourth issue, a fourth problem, sorry?
Bishol
after Casey, yeah. A Bishol, over this Bishol. No, you didn't do a complete Bishol. A fourth question discussed the wood didn't have any taste to it. Now you're putting the chillin' taste over here. You have a nochen isser b'sav mevash the mind after taste boy. There is a fifth problem over here. Mitzad, if you go look at the Nesvar, they hold when doing Eroi has a get of Eroi Klevishin, a get of Klesheni. So you're going from Klesheni in the case of Klevishin, also chashash Bishol the mind over here. A sixth sig over here is that if your chillin' is sizzling out, so your chillin' went from a case of a Bishol to a case usually it's sleep. And then we put it back to the wood, it goes back to a case of Bishol. If you have the chum and the bialoch against the Pim Gonim, a Bishol, a tzili, a Bishol. A seventh problem they discussed, when you pour in the water starts stirring a little bit. Bayam says the sugya of Agosa, some say you have to take it off, get a bayam, it's the sugya of the blech. An eighth problem is the sugya of Gzeri special, Rishon Gimel Sev Dalet. A ninth problem is bayam chazara. If your chulin does not have a blech to it, to add in water from a urn, you're not allowed to. To chazara, you have to have a blech to it. So you have to put a, make sure you have a silver full over there. Or another problem, the Archa Shabbos has a chiddush over here, that if your, sometimes your urn goes off and on. You take him when the stage runs off, you have a bayam instead of sugim chazara, which is yesh lotan harbay. And then the tenth problem is how do you take it from your urn to your cholent? That means to pick up the urn, you have a shalom instead of sugim bosses. Kettle, of course, is not a problem. But you take from your urn to put inside a cup, is that a bayam instead of sugim pinim and mechel and mecham? Big tumulvir, Avon says ulcer, Avon says ulcer, Tashenu the Archa Shabbos and the Chilk Alf in the back has a long tshuva from Shmuel, why his father held his mortal apas, say it's mortar. Those are just the 10 issues over here, adding water from your kettle you earn into your children on Shabbos. Each one that can be answered has to be dealt with. The get to our sugyo. Sorry? Your fire, can you move fire? Please, my little sir, group point. Your urn has heat, hot coils inside. Is that muksimach miskuva? Is it klish makhlis?
Same thing as fire.
Yeah. Natural, yes. Then you had to ask to give nitzok. Did you just make your kettle fleshy? Because I've seen numerous people do it on Shabbos. They take from the kettle when they have it in the blech over here. Kettles you can pick up. Don't buy them. That's a good muks over here. They pour inside their chillant. Now they have the wool left behind. They want to have a coffee in the afternoon. There's a kettle fleshy over here. What to go do over here? You can tell me, well, I'm not saying B'dieven, it's mortar. Yesh Lodin over here. We get other water. What's together B'dieven? It's not this over here. So, now those, the Bada Shukhan, he brings down this case. According to him, he says, Echnami, Yavavaya, Yishinatu, Lachila, your wood over here, the case that's Fleshik's over here. The Archa Shabbos seems to bring down this concept also over here. He brings down the Sugyo Nitzik over here. The Maisa, Bik of the Bats, can say there's no Bayam Tzad Sugyo Nitzik. Shlomo Zalman, and Abiyashiv, and Avosner, and Nashik Klein, the Chodshani, and others. Where they're coming from, Shmir Shabbos, he brings down the Kula. Bikka, they come along and point out, besides that the whole idea of it is a Chumra, which is a din, Tumah V'Tara, which B'di Ev would not be choish for. They point out the case over here usually is Cham B'toy Cham. That's the Tanakh of the Mishnah saying it's Mutter. The Beis Hill says not a problem. Chochmah Sodom or Choshukam passing this way. So B'tzad to Aser, the whole starting point, truth is Yad Yudah wants to be Machmer. But Maisa, we say Cham B'toy Cham. Whether B'tzad we don't pass like a B'shivin, whether B'tzad the Sigur Svarsh boy, it's not affected that much. The bottom to the top, on one side and another. And Nocha Svarti Michael. Is it's heter over here? It's heter better. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman and Menashe Klein Kavachaim all bring down heter better heter. Also, not be machmer. Not worse the case. Not banash. That's by heter. The mice can be mut over here. If you want the third reason, Shlomo Zalman brings down that since it has a berez over here, has a spout over here. Also, no reason to be machmer. Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure. But the mice, that's what he wrote on Shuva.
Like a pump.
He's talking about pointing really a kettle over here. I'm not sure why. Not to, so what? It's still connected over here. You're not discussing a pump, Shlomo Zalman.
I'm saying in that.
You're discussing a pouring from a kettle over here.
Why a pump? You can hear the svara, right?
Can I hear the svara?
That's the good.
I can hear the svara without the pump. But Shlomo Zalman again, in Mor Shabbos, the letter Chel Beis, they asked him what to do, and he said there's no problem over here. Vaidi says it's a case of Beres, therefore Beres no Bayam Sand Sugim Nitzuk. Fine, you should have won that. So.
The only way you pull the tap, you pull the faucet, and it comes down.
And therefore?
Well, traditional Shabbos.
And therefore?
Therefore, the net, so the steam is going. It's
still connected. Going. So that's not, if you go like that, it's not connected. Can I? Will I play that? Why that so? He said the word Berez. Berez means a spout. Not straight. Not sure. Be'echshira al pismo shemay should be more anyway. It's a chumrah that the evidence is good in the case that's heter beheter, in the case of cham becham. Fine. More of a problem is the sugya of zeya. What to practice zeya al possible chalal? They point out either do it very high up, which I don't know if your wife will appreciate, and also you have a bayah maybe mitzvah sugya of agasa, because maybe it makes stirs a little bit more. Or they just say you take off the lid, wait about 30 seconds, then don't steam anymore, then you put the water inside.
Sometimes the water coming out.
Then the water coming out, the item says over here, it's just from the water pouring inside, usually not from the chulent over here, won't really affect it. Just to point out, there's a cover of the lid now, you have some condensation that's cold over here, and then we get about the other sugim inside, putting it back inside, which the makhlik, the place game, making the place be makhl. But mitzad our sugim needs some breakage, should not be a problem. You need a blech on it, yeah. As chazar, you need a blech. You don't have no blech. You cannot do it. Now, what we could do is take out the pot and put a blech inside of Shabbos. It's not make it put a blech on Shabbos. 100%. Fine. So, Safa Sugya of Tzli. Siv Dal through Siv Ches. First, so the idea of Tzli, just tight words in definitions of the act of Bishul. We have a case of Bishul, we have Tzli. We have it, afia and slikader. The words mean, the bishul means it being cooked by water, meaning you have spaghetti in a pot. The fire cooks the water and the water is cooking the spaghetti. You have boiled chicken, the fire cooks the water and the water is cooking the chicken. Bishul means water is cooking it. That's the inside of bishul. The idea of sli, barbecue, what's cooking it? The fire, the heat of the barbecue is cooking it. The case of slikader, terminology they see more in the case of Shabbos, we get to other places. Slikada meaning basically you're frying an egg on the frying pan. The fire is cooking the pan, and the pan really is heating up the egg. It's sli from the kada, from what? From the pot, from the frying pan. Slikada means not the fire is cooking it, but it heats up a metal thing, and the metal thing is heating something else. And in the case of afia is basically the atmosphere inside the oven. The heat in the oven is cooking it. Those are the four terminologies over here. Maisel, we have a case of bishul, that's a case of water. We have a case of sli. Slis, the kadosh should be the same thing. Where is a fear over here? Says Ramon Sefer. A fear is the get to our sugil chol pachas like sli, same halacha. That means bishul has fear, the water. The get to us sli, a fear, sli kadosh is all the same idea. All either through the fire or through the heat of the fire. That's nichol the same sugil the get from out from here on sif down and onwards. Now, once we see that we have two different things over here, bishul and sli. Bishul means with water, and sli means without water. It'll come out different halacha. The bishul, the case is kuloi, and might see the case being a tilo. We have to know what does it mean with water, what does it mean without water. What does water mean? How much are we discussing over here? They point out first, if you have a little bit of lachluchis on top of your chicken, a vada, that's not nichol negeda or bishul. The ikurai they point out is every time you roast do a barbecue, there's always shumin on top of it. There's always something there. There's always some lachluchis coming out. Therefore, when any lachluchis over there come to the chavetznas, we're talking about the paiskim, a vada is not nichol negeda bishul, vada is a klom negeda to tzli. How much? So the words of the Beis Yosef is when it's ma'at mayim, that's nichol negeda bishul already. Now what's ma'at? Let them think about that. But the way how the Yad Yud and the Arafan are being down, they point out when it's covered, this piece over here, that's still nichol negeda bishul. Now, covered meaning a small piece, if it's sticking out, that's ma'chlokes rashi to be, it's nichol negeda bishul or nichol negeda tzli. But then, get a bishul means it's not a little bit of water. It has to be some water. Doesn't make too much, but be some water we have to give it the get a bishul. There is a chiddush by the Aruch HaShulchan. He wants to tell you, let's say there's zero water, nothing at all. Two dry pieces touch each other. He wants to tell you, then it's nothing. Nothing at all. Zero. It's not even nichol negeda tzli. Before she, the Aruch HaShulchan. It's nothing. They're touching each other. That's just two half things. So come along, first the Shach writes Simitzan Dal Klud not the way. I come along, the Yad Huda said Pashat Amos not the way. The Amos says, the words are, why say anything Mavushal below you active? What's I suffer with Anani Reiktiv? The Suffer is coming to tell you that Loch over here applies whether there is some a drop of Reiktiv, which in every case it's even zero Reiktiv, still has a clump of Sli over here. Now, in the gate to the Sugar over here, first, I saw the different terminology, the case of Natila, case of Klipa. What is Natila? What is the word of Klipa? So the word Natila means the Reiktiv. The Rishonim being down, the Rosh, the Torah, is the width of your etzpah, the width of your finger. Mechabim is down the way. Now, which finger we're discussing over here? Come to Prim Gadol, Botam, the Mishmuin, Toftun Aleph, says your Goydel, that means your thumb. Your Goydel Beinani, your middle size, your average size thumb. Now, what is your average size thumb? It really depends. If you're Mechayim, though, it has 2 centimeters. If the chazanish is 2.4 centimeters, which comes out for the Alice Americans, is barak 1 inch over here. The shear of Kinatila is about 1 inch. That's the average of your thumb.
You cut that off your steak, it's almost steak.
Chanami. Depends whose steak. To get to klipo, what is the shear klipo? So the Rashba brought down with the shachas simsak as well, with others being down. It's basically the amount you can take off in one shot. The thinnest surface that can be removed in one piece. That's the amount. Now, I have been asked that due to today's technology, we are able to take off very, very thin slices and making sure it's all connected. I hear the Svara Shabai, don't have any clarias to it. That should be the same idea over here. Klipo, if you can stay connected and it's the thinnest thing, in Echonami, but Yesh Lodom. Now, to send the Sugya of Tzli, we really have to come from the Sugya and be clear from the Sugya. We have a Mishnah that Tzadik Vav and Beis, the Mishnah there says that a person, when he has a Gdi that got cooked together with the Yerech, the Loch, if you do not take it out, the soldiers are filled with Eflai bottle. So the Gemara of Kof, why? Because it's the Sugya of the burial. Good is the Sugya of burial. Nice, you take it out, the idea is nice and tam. You must say, even though we hold Enkid nice and tam, that's like the Mishnah, we argue in the Mishnah, then they get to the Sugya of Shuman. Poshe Mishnah. Mamshuk the Gemara and said, the Mishnah is the case of Afka Bishl Sashmol. Mash Enkid, the case of Nitzlabo. The Loch is, Kulla for Eichel Ad Shemagir Legid. Shmuel says, but the case of Tzli, you Kulla for Eichel Ad Shemagir Legid. The Pashas is, you eat it until Magir Legid. You do not need to take off anything over here. The Baya is we have a Mishnah of Psochem Dav Ayin Heim and Beis, but the case of Korban Pesach, the Mishnah over there says, and the Gemara brings down a Pasuk, that by Korban Pesach, when it gets roasted, as we adopted by the case of Tzli Eish, the fire has to roast it, Mashen can not be Tzli Machmas Tova Acher. Tzli Eish is not Machmas Tova Acher. Therefore, the Mishnah brings down 5 cases, we have Tova Acher. The Mishnah starts off first with a case where your case over here of your Korban Pesach touches the oven, the cheres over here. The Mishnah says, what's the locha? Klipo. One case, klipo. Second case, the Mishnah. If you have this Korban Pesach that dripped off some of the shamunis, went onto the oven, and then came back in the oven onto your piece, what's the locha? Natilo. Second locha, natilo. We have a third case over there, and again, when it went back from the oven onto your flour of your soilus, the Mishnah says, it's a kmitza. A fourth case, when you did sach with shem and shumo, the loch negated sleep for your soul is a klipa. We have a fifth case of sach with shem and maishasheni, the loch over there, you cannot charge domen from nechaburo. Focus on the second case, where Beikadu Shonim is coming from. The second case, again, is very simple. We have a carbon pesach, droplets of shuman came onto the oven, shot back, it's a case of sleep machbos dov acher. The mission says you need a case of natila. Why in natila for? Kalif eichel ad shemigil agid. Therefore, come on places by Austin Chulin Tagvov and Beis. It says you say it over here. It even says Kelav Oichel Ad Shemigil Legit Lav Dafka Slafuke. What the Mishnah says Alocha Shishim. It means you need a case of Natil over here. You need a Tilo. I have a question. Why by Shemen the Mishnah over there says Sachu and the case of Klipa? Why the Gemara says Sachu is a case of Mashu. The Sachu is a case that's different. But it's only a little bit over there. But the come down from the Mishnah, we have a Sugya of Tilo. That's Pshana Sugya over here. That's Aleph. That's how the Rosh went, that's how the Torah went. Where's the Makar for Natila? The Mishnah of Ayin Heim Beis Psochem. That's how one way to stand Shmuel. 2 other ways to stand Shmuel. Come on, do we? As brought down the Rav Yod, the Ben Yeruch, no one time, no. That's the Makar of Echavul, Ad Shemagil, Legid, also Lav Davka. But we have the Siga, Ad Mekel Abar Leporto. Or we have the Siga of the Chaim of Beis HaShchito, the Gemon Chul and Navches. Over there it says Klipo. Therefore, the Loch over here is a case of Klipo. Klipo. Asara Shlishi, Beis Yosef being on the third sheet over here, the Rambam Yisoid, and those Zeruah won't say that's Meduric that way in Rashi, it's Kelev Oichel Ad Shemigil Legid, you need nothing. That means in the first statement in the Gemara, there'll be 3 statements in the Gemara. The first statement in Shmuel, we have 3 pshatim over here. In the idea, the same by the case of Gid, says Kelev Oichel Ad Shemigil Legid, we have 3 options. Either it means still you need Natila, Taisvis, or the Rav Yosef says no, the Loch is Klipa, or the Rambam says no, Pasha Gemara, Kelev Oichel Ad Shemigil Legid. Well, I forget to, obviously. Now, the Ism of Bucha, what exactly is the sheet of the Rashba? The Rashba and Chedushim and Shuvah seem to say the Ikir is Natilo. The way he writes in Torah Sabayis seems to say the Ikir is Klipo. The way how the Beis Yosef ends off for the Rashba that says, Mitzad Egedav the Reis will be Chleishish, Mashenginat by the Rabban, but the Reis will be Chleishish is be Natilo. The Ikir seems to go with Klipo. Mamshul Gemara, the second statement, the Gemara has three statements, one Shmuel, one of Hunan, one of Yechanan. The second statement, come over of Hunan, says, you have a kdi, that you roast together with your chelab. The loch is also to eat it, afil marosh osnoi. Even marosh osnoi. We have a kasha, one Shmuel says, kalav oichel at shmegil agid. He says you cannot eat anything of Hunan. And the Ritva points out, don't say Hunan argues Shmuel, he's a Talmud of Shmuel. The Ibn Lachoy does not argue over here. And the Gemara, shani chelab, that's mefafeya. It permeates inside the whole entire piece, and the chelav ma'aser case that's different. What do those words mean? Also, there are three different pshatim over here. We have either one pshat, come on the Rambam, it says, mamash l'kesa bishul. Bishul, mevashul kuloi, also mevashul kuloi, and only that, it's like bishul, but the case is shishim. Like bishul al shishim, it also has a case of shishim. That's the story over here. Now, they do first point down the Rambam, let's analyze it. It says, kulif ad shumagil agid, but when it's case of a gid. But the case over here in the by chelav is mefafeya. What's halacha? Be a case of shishim. So when's the mishnah the case of netilah? Again, we have kash the mishnah that Einhem Beis Misachim says netilah. When the Rambam, when's the case of netilah? There's no effect that chodim on the Rambam, and the one taino that the case over here is different. That since the roitiv does not have a koyt mispashet, therefore the roitiv in the case of only netilah, roitiv is different. Roitiv shani. Taisus is bringing down such a concept, and by us in that tzadik vav, the Rosh brings down such a concept. But wait of shani. But otherwise, come down and say the sugya shaboy when chelav that's mefafeya, the loch is a case of shishim. Atzad hasheni, come by Taisus bringing down a second malach over here. This is Rosh shito. The Rosh says the loch is you're right. It's like bishul, except it's not how the kula bishul of shishim. Could by bishul it's mispash b'shova, spreads out evenly. Shishim lies is motor. Here it spreads out, but it might be pockets of tam here and there. It's not spread out evenly. Div was like Bishul, except Luchuma, we will not be Samach on the head of Shishim. You have Shishim, that's not enough. You will have a pocket of Tom places, and it won't mispash Bishov, this will be also. It'll be also. And Sada Shlishi come on the base Yosef, he has the Rajbo here, and the Rajbo says, what's the Locha? It's true, it is like the Ramam is Bishul and Shishim, except I have a problem with the do the Bishnam Sachim, to find him a base. Then what's that case? It's a case by Chelev. You need Shishim and you need Netilah. Shishim and Netilah, you need both. That means it comes out in the second stage of the Gemara that we're saying Shani Chilin that's Befafeya. We have three Pshatim over here. Put on the base Yosef. Either the Rambam it's Bishul Shishim and that's it. The Rosh Shita it's Bishul but nothing helps. Or the Rashi Shita it's Shishim and a case in the Tilo over here. And a case in the Tilo. Mamshuk Gemara. Third stage over here. We now have the case of Rav Bar Chono. It brings down a Maisel, a story, the same exact story like of Yehuda. Rav Huna, and again a case of a tzli that you roasted together the gdi with the chalvay, with his chalav. What's the lacha in this case? The Yisra of Yechnan, Rav Yechnan says, Kulav v'eichel ad shemegia l'chalvay. Which is the same exact case as the story beforehand. And yet, one time we're saying the lacha is, also afil marosh osnoi, that's Rav Huna. And yet, we have Rav Yechnan saying the lacha is, Kulav v'eichel ad shemegia l'chalvay. Siyum ne'obay. To this, the Gemara has three turotsim for. Three turotsim. The Gemara has either teretz of the case of his kachosh, or a second teretz talking about the krum over here, the kulya, the krum on top of the chalboy, or we have a third teretz over here that's talking about a different case over here. They're discussing a kilchus to be ilfis, and I'm going to timus kvelov. Three turotzim. Now, first the main thing to get to us right now is the first teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara says the kachoshani. Why is kachoshani? Why is it different? So first, what does it mean kachosh? The chur, this partial pshat, what it means over here is when you have two animals in front of you, you have a gezunt animal, geshmaka, festa, cow over here. So then the chelav is gezunt, geshmak, that's chelav that's shamin over here. You have a kochosh animal, a very lean, very thin cow over here. So then the chelav is kochosh. That just seems to be the words over here. The animal is shamin, the fat is shamin, the isser is shamin, and when the animal is lean, then the fat over here is also the case that's lean. So what do you mean that it's kachosh, shani kachosh over here, it's different? So the two pshatim and toises, the oilam sor, the one pshat is, toises one starts off saying that when it's kachosh, it's not mefafeya. It doesn't travel, doesn't go anywhere. It's not mefafeya. That's the Ramban, the Rashba. They go this way, they're all the Ritva, the Maisa is not mefafeya. I've said, the second pshat and toises, how the Ramam goes, it is mefafeya, totally, except it's kachosh. We assume the shishim over here. We know the shishim over here. I mean, the two ways to understand why kachosh is different. Either nothing happens, or everything happens, but we know there's a case of shishim over here. Now, if it comes out that way, you have to realize that l'chura we're saying by the case of kachash and shamin, what's halacha? Shamin has its halacha, kachash has its halacha. By the Mishnah, by the gid of the Mishnah, we're talking about a shuman over there. Shuman, what's halacha of the Mishnah? The Gemara goes on saying, "Kohen Shmuel, it's called Eichel Ashmegiel Gid." Why can't Eichel Ashmegiel Gid? There's shamin over there, it has fat over there. Now mechabatim the case of kachash and shamin. We see gid does not seem to have this klolim over here. Would not be mechabatim chelav and the case of if it's kachash, it's called if it's shamin and kachash. Said Taisvis, this chilik is only in the case of chelav and not in gid. Gid shani. What time they say? So gid is different. Why is gid different? He has two reasons. At Taisvis, either he says because gid we know is also it does not travel like kachosh, doesn't travel, or he says that since the gid is not nois and tam, and the only machm is the shuman gid do upon over here would not be more machm the shuman gid than gid itself. That means this chiluk over here versus kachosh v'shamin does not apply the case of by gid over here. That means first what comes out inside the Sugya Shabbai, we have three stages in the Gemara, and each one has three Mahalchim. That means in the first stage, we have Shmuel, three Pshatim over there. We have the case of Hunu, three Pshatim. And then we have the Maisa of Yechin with three Tzvotim in the Gemara. This is taking first Halach L'Maisa, what comes out. We have here again slavery. We have Sevdalad, Hei, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. The Halach and Sevdalad is the case of Kochosh. Hei is the case of Shomein. Vav is the sugya togava, like by the case of Bishul. Zayin is basically the Gemara's teretz of Kulyo. I'm sorry, that's Ches. And Zayin is the sugya of Issabluah. Those are the first simonim of Sifim over here. The Geir to Kochush. First, come on the Mechaba and the Paskins, like the first teretz of Taisvis, that over here, where the case of Kochush, is the loch is not going to travel at all, but still you need a tilo, like he says, a loch is, but all animals need a case of a tilo over here. That's the Mechaba. And there's a Pichodesh and the Benish Chai. There's some B'nai Svad who want to pass this way. Atzad HaShani, Kamal V'taz, it brings down the Yom Shishloimo. The Beisej brings down also the Shayadura. They want a Taino, first of all, number one, Taisa's secondary, it's Nichishim. If they want to argue and say, they might say it's not enough to get into Nichishim. Second of all, Kamal the Bein HaPeretz, that's brought down. Now, who's the Bein HaPeretz? The words are brought down in the Beisej, the Smak. The smak really have two people who write the smak. There's one on top, the one on bottom. One's called the Grace smak, one's called the smak. Both we showing them. One's a Bein HaPeretz, one's a smak. A lot of times the Beis Edrei says the smak, he means the Grace smak, which is a Bein HaPeretz, which someone might be familiar with from the Tosfos Bein HaPeretz above Kamo. So you come along and Tainas, we have two reasons why to say the tool is not enough for the case of Kalkosh. Number one is that we have two Tosfos in Tosfos, called the second Teretz. And number two is the Gemara, three Tosfos. The first Teretz is Kalkosh Shani. The second Teretz and third Teretz is no. Over here, either because it's a case of a kolio, or a case of a timas akum, we're discussing over here. And the second two tzuotim obviously arguing the first teretz. Certainly arguing over here. The other left the choshen and see the case over here is a case of shishim. That's the ozeru over here. Yom
Tshishloimo. Going to Mershal. How are the Mershal and Rambam seem to be both arguing the case of second teretz?
Right.
Are they arguing a metzias of, okay, it spreads out, but whether there's shishim or not? Because...
No, obviously, no, they say it spreads out.
Rambam says mutter, because there's always mishishim. Marshal says usher, because you need shishim.
No, so if you have shishim, you have shishim. If you're coming from the Gemara's terrace, we assume the shishim. If you're coming from, they argue with each other, we love that, we assume the shishim. It depends where you're coming from. But there are two reasons why to argue in the tila. We have two reasons why to say not in the tila. Either we could say not in the tila, because we have Tosfos second malach, but the second mahal is saying that we assume there is shishim, therefore shishim should be enough. We have another reason, the Bein HaPeretz is saying, no, the two other two of them are arguing on the kachosh shani. We have no right to assume there is shishim. Or we have to check the shishim. That means if the mashal is coming from the Bein HaPeretz, then you have to make sure there is shishim.
It could be the mashal coming from Tesis.
He's the Bein HaPeretz.
Well, that's
not a pashas, what Tesis is saying. No, Tesis is saying we assume there is shishim.
Right.
We're coming from two different places. I'm being very clear. The Rishonim say the two reasons want to be machmer.
Like
Taisus
or like
the
other
Teretz? Yeah.
Meaning you could
explain Taisus two ways. No. Taisus is saying in the Gemara's first Teretz, the Kachosh is different, the two ways, to understand it. First way, second way. The second way saying you need Shishim, we assume the Shishim. The Gemara's saying Shani is Kachosh. However, you can go on further and say, even though we have the Gemara's first Teretz Kachosh Shani, the other two Teretz don't hold Kachosh Shani. Now, there's a third sheet of Yat Lalacha, coming with the Trumat Deshen, the Gosh Ayadura. He wants to say, we're not balky. We don't know what's kachosh, what's shuma, and I don't even know what difference between a cow and a goat. So we can tell me what exactly is lean, what exactly is fat over here, what exactly is one versus another. since we're not bekeim over here, come on, the one sefer, and he brings down, while he's knowing, to be machmer. That's how be'ikadim, the ashnas go, pim gonim, chokm sodom. And even some of the Neisvah go this way, the Zivchei Tzedek, Kavachayim, they also go this way. So the Maisa, it comes down over here, they get to Kochosh, again, there are three main, Mahalchim, Aloch, Lamaisa, Rav Yehuda, the Mechaber, who says Netilo, we have those who say Medino, Shishim over here, that's the Yom Shoshoimo, and none of those are the Taino, no, and in the Bekim, therefore we Choshish, and give a Gedder of Shishim, Kuvanak, Boki, to Kochosh in the case of Shomim over here. We don't know the difference over here. And Nafkamina will be, we'll get to the case. I think the six different Nafkaminas we're coming from, once we make Kochosh or Shomim, there will be a certain time we'll be Semich upon Kochosh. We'll know for sure it's Kochosh. We learned the Sif Aleph, the Shach went down by the case of Kovosh. We'll know for sure, we'll go after something that's Kochosh over here. We'll go by the case of Vada Kochosh. There will be different Nafkaminas we'll get to. Now, there is a Kireg over here, it brings down that once we have the three different shitas, we have again either the Tilo, the Bikim, or Shishim. What happens? You do not know exactly where it fell. We don't know where it went. That means you have a piece of fell on top of something that's kofish. What's halacha? So Kireg brings down the Prichodesh, he wants a Taino with Machmer. We don't know where exactly it is. The whole entire piece should be also. Come on Kireg and he says, no, my son know where it is. You have a stick of Bittel over here. Start cooking in some Yavashli, a case of Shishim over here. Therefore, we should not worry about it, should not be a problem over here. That's Sif Dalet. Sifei is the sugya of Shomein.
Is there any in Chatham Kavar?
Not in this case. You mean maybe Sifei. It would be two different things the Prichodesh and Kivega are discussing. But Kochosh, not arguing with Chatham Kavar. Shomein the log. We'll get to Shomein. That's Sifei. Sifei by Shomein. First, what's Halach over here? So, come on, Yom Shoshlamin, the first said the Locha by Shomin is only Shishim, and it will be Machma, Axil, Bechosh, Cholach. You're full, don't go in the darkness, he has this cool over here, just to show you that he actually, when the Sugya comes out, and Sab Sugim Lich is coming from. The Maisa, again, the Peshkim do not go this way. Come on, the Machaber, and says the Locha is Shishim and Netilo. That's how the Peshkim go, the Shachim go, and they pass in Shishim and Netilo. Now, the reason why the Chori could say is very simple. Where is he getting it from? Again, we have Mishnah in Sochem that Ein Heim, and Bey says the Sugya is Netilo. Sugya is Netilo. How in the world, where do you put the Mishnah and the Tila by? So either you can put it by the case of Kochosh or by the case of Shomim. Tezi put it by Kochosh, Raj put it by the case of Shomim. Came with Mechab, he put it by both. Why? You could say very simple. By the case of Tezi's Be'iki Paslan, that Sif Dali put the Tila by Kochosh. By the case of Shomim, it's Bechosh for the Rashba over here. It's back for both of them. That means again, the Mechab Shit Lechura is he took on the Tila by side by Kochosh, side by the Sugi of Shomim. With this, you can now understand. It came along the words that Mechaber says when it fell, but Mokum Yidua. Mokum Yidua. Let's say he did not know where it fell. What's Halacha? So here come along the Pichodosh, Kiveger, they want to bring down. So in this case, the Maisa to be Mekel Kudzah Chumra Ba'alma. What means Chumra Ba'alma? It's a Mishnah. What they mean, Lechur, is that you can put the idea of the Tila two places, by Kochosh or by Shomein. You put it by the case of Kochosh, the idea by putting it by Shomein is a Chumra, the Chumra of the Rashba. But ik the mechabes passing the same by Sifdal, not by Sifrei. Therefore, since the chumah lemaisi can be Michael, that's a chumah pshat first in the mekiveger. The chumah just point out it's very hard to say that because the word of mokmi dua is the Rashba himself says those words. He says it, and the Rashba says you need a tila by shomein medina because that's the mishnah. The fact about the shulchan and others that ask at Yudah, you can't tell me that's pshat over here in mokmi dua mitzad chumah shibay. True, the mechabe can say that. Very good, the mechaber. It's a chumrah. Could be said already by Kochosh, the Sif Dalet. But you, Rashba, says the same word Mokmi Dua by Shomim. But you, that's Medina, that's the mission over here. That's one kasha. Elamai, you tell me another reason why to make a Mokmi Dua. It's still doing it that way. It's how the Sugya of a Bittel Baroi, that's how the Yad Yehuda wants to go. Again, the Baal HaShulchan wants to answer, or ask upon it. He says, you don't understand. It says with Mokmi Dua. I know which side I touched, this side or that side. There's no Bittel. We don't know which side I touched. Right? There's one side, another side. You have two sides. You need Bittel. You need 2 verse 1. Void, he says, according to Rashba Shito, we didn't get the Simon Koftes yet, but he saw brought down earlier by different Paiskim, you cannot eat all them Vavasachas. Chui, the idea of Bittel, so you take the piece and eat the Vavasachas, no one says you cannot eat the Vavasachas. So even though it comes from Bittel, Maisa, why be able to eat the whole piece over here? So that Kasha Oro, the Chui, in the Rashba's world, the Maisa, the Mechaba Shiva, it can be very simple. After the Mechaba, you say, Aloch Lamaisa, the Mechaba says, the Til is Medino on Sifdal, Sifay is a Chumro, and therefore you're not sure exactly what touched over here. The loch is a bottle, or the loch is you can eat it. It's not chumash, but you're not worried about the teal over here. Just to make it practical, sometimes you have in your house kids who have dirty hands, they had yogurt or they had pizza, and they touch something hot. They touch a hot can be yatz lespa, even something that's cold over here, and you're not sure that this piece of meat they touched, where, what, how, this piece of meat now, they had some milchiks, could be on top of it, what's aloch in this case? Well, you know for sure there's milchiks, you're not sure where, don't know what to do with it, what's aloch in this case? Come on, Gil Seif, it says, based upon this kiregah, this pre-chadish, the mice, it's mutter. Also, the idea you need shishim, the mice is a mashum, some may have shishim, no gzer, some may have vashul over here, the little shem nuz on top of the kitzen should not be a problem. Don't know where it is, so besides it's a chumrah, the idea of a teal over here, or you want to come inside the sugi of betel, the mice should not be a problem. So a lot of times, people, or even women, some of them, they touch things, they don't realize, they don't chap, touch something else. So if your kids have mamash all over, full of stuff, about the chur, you should wash it off, or whatever. But usually, you just have just oily hands from something that people are chlishish, or could be cases that are mamash milchiks, you touch things over here. This is kivega, this is pichodesh, the mice are being mekal. This is mekar, the person can tell you, don't worry about it. Whether it's cold, whether it's hot, should not make a difference. There's no bayam, it's not the sigur bishul.
The fact that while it's cold,
still, it's over here that it's bottle over here. It's a chumrah, the signal of tila. Just wash it off if you can. If you can, just
why do you even need a tila if it wasn't fried yet? I
mean, so I'm saying, no, you won't need a tila in that case. I think even if it's hot, either one should not be a difference, not make a difference. If it's hot, then instead of signal of tila, we don't know where it is, mutter. If that's cold, also no in the tila over here.
Yeah, it's
lesbian
you're talking about.
Yeah, it's lesbian. Yeah.
I'm
not saying how kids touch it. I mean, trust me, I've seen it, I've done it. Kids touch hot things all the time. You get involved with the kneel, he pulled over right away, he didn't pull over right away, he burned his hand, didn't burn his hand. Doesn't make a difference, the mice, the kids touch it. But your kids might not touch it, they might be angels. My kids are angels also, but the sultan is an angel also. So my son, we have a set over here, they touch it, things get dirty. Fine. No, so liquid also will have a different sugi over here, a different reason, but not our sugi. I mean, this is kiregia pre-chodesh, vei negei aloch lemaisa. Comes up, happens all the time, I get shells all the time. Usually you always have a chumud with it, and you have usually it's shoshes, people don't even know for sure their hands are melchiks, and usually people with OCDs, the question happens too. But even your OCD, and it really is melchiks, and even your toshes, still kiregia says lemaisa the mutter. So, what? Will make a difference. Like the mashus are avadi take it. Avadi is not. See, you take it off. If you can wash it, avadi you should also wash it if you can. Get a shlasiu. It's not a chesiv dalit. If you can't take it off, you can. Avadi if you wound, you don't have to.
Like medina or
is kochush is going to be a case of medina. You're saying
because
it's only chumrah that's worse than kivager. What?
Disaster.
By Shom by Kachosh.
By Kachosh
is with Allah is Medinoi.
So, that
is case.
But yeah, he still said, by
a fourth, right, it's not the Sigil of Bittel, so not like Pichodesh wants to be Machmer, right? This case, by Shom, he'll have a Pichodesh, and by Kachosh, he won't have a Pichodesh, only
with
Kivager.
Well,
it won't make a difference because Kivager is making on both of them. Kivager is made, yeah, in the world of Kivager. So the mice will be my combo case.
And if you touch it and afterwards you got it fried, that's not enough?
Won't make a difference. Won't make any difference. Because there's no gzero here, bishul. Even the vashul, the mice will be motor. Fine, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll get about the long taz over here. Again, see Siv Zayin first before they see the long taz in Siv A. And then we'll put it on the Sugim Sliya. It's local.